Like I say, we appreciate the service thus far. Appreciate that their heart's been made to feel in the service. Appreciate you being here. Those of you here and those of them that's looking on. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute this morning. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some probably in several different places in the scripture. We do need your prayers. I'm glad that my hope is in Jesus. They sang in that song, said, yesterday's gone. Our sins are been covered. Just good to be here. I'm going to read some out of the second chapter of the book of Joel. To begin with, very familiar scripture that we're going to read this morning. Second chapter of the book of Joel, we're going to start with the first verse. I could probably read this whole chapter, just to be honest with you, and several other chapters along with it, but I'm going to try my best just to limit what we read, but we're going to read in several places, so you just bear with us this morning. I quite frankly hate to leave any of it out, but we hope you'll take it and go home, read it, and let the Lord talk to you. It says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of generations. We're going to slide down to about the 23rd verse. It says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, for that he that dealt wondrously with you and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into the blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Turn to Acts, if you would, the second chapter. I'm going to start with the 14th verse. This is the day of Pentecost. It says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. These are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on mine handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into the blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to read some out of the first chapter and then some out of the fifth chapter. And you became followers, first chapter, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. The fifth chapter. We'll start with about the 4th verse, I guess it is. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and for an helmet, the helmet of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. If you'll turn to the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation. We're going to start with the 12th verse. It says, and I beheld when he had opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, maybe correctly reading, as I've already made mention this morning, we could probably read the entire chapters on every one of these. And there's not a lot that I can probably do or say this morning that'll help you a whole lot, but this is what I've got. So you just bear with us for just a few minutes. There's a lot of things that's in the Word of God that people have a tendency to wonder about, and one of them, and several of them, just to be honest with you, is out of the book of Revelation. And folks have a wild, just to be honest with you, some wild things when it comes to the book of Revelation. They most certainly do. But nonetheless, I'd like to leave something with you this morning, God being our helper. The Bible says in that of the book of Joel, as he made mention over there, and it'd do you good to read the second chapter and the third chapter of the book of Joel, and you can see and find out how the state of the children of Israel was, and about what the Lord had said, not only to that through Joel, that what he is going to do to that of Jerusalem, but that he would bring unto them which come on the day of Pentecost. And you can read it as I've read it this morning, and that for yourself. And you may think that none of them has anything to do with the book of Revelation, but it does. And I'd like this morning, God being our helper, brethren, to try to leave with you just a little bit, brethren, about the end. And they, when you talk about the end, my friend, people gets a little upset, and they get, brethren, a lot of things as far as that goes tore up. But I'll try to stay just as close as I can, and I'll try not to preach you no junk this morning, just to be honest with you, and my friend, and to deliver that we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. The Bible says, and my friend, in that day, that on the day of Pentecost, when Joel, my friend, had prophesied, that Peter got up and he said, "Men and brethren," he said, "these are not drunken as you suppose." But he said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." My friend, and he said some things in that, brethren, that had come to pass. You might say, "Preacher, it didn't come to pass." It came to pass. My friend, just like Joel had prophesied. Did he not? The Bible says that he said, "These, my friend, are not drunken, but this is what's happened." My friend, he said, "They have come, brethren," and it said, "It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit, my friend, upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, my friend, and your young men shall see visions, my friend, and your old men shall dream dreams, my friend, and on my servants and on my handmaids," he said, "I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." My friend, he said, "I will show wonders in heaven above, my friend, and signs in earth beneath, my friend, blood and fire and vaporous smoke, my friend, and it shall, the sun shall be turned into darkness, my friend, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day, or notable day, my friend, of the Lord." My friend, the very next verse, now all these verses, my friend, have a comma or a semicolon, my friend, behind them all the way to this next verse. Help my friend, and it said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help my friend, he said, you might say, preacher, all that come to pass. Help my friend, brethren, the day that they were looking for, my friend, was the day of salvation. My friend, everyone, he said in the book of Joel, my friend, it'll come to pass that whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. My friend, brethren, Peter said in the book of Acts, he said, shall be saved. My friend, brethren, they did not know salvation. My friend, salvation had never been. My friend, it had never come. My friend, now there's some things that happened. My friend, you say, preacher, he didn't talk about. My friend, when them things happened, he said, this is that. My friend, which is spoken by the prophet Joel. My friend, if this is that, don't mean what I think it means, then you tell me. My friend, but brethren, he said, this is that. My friend, over in the book of Thessalonians, my friend, it said that we waited upon the Lord, my friend, to deliver us out of the wrath that was to come. My friend, you hear me? My friend, and think about it just a minute. My friend, they were them that was appointed under wrath. My friend, they most certainly was. My friend, them that were appointed under wrath. My friend, brethren, the wrath of God sometimes is miscued. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, I know and I realize today, my friend, brethren, that God has wrath. My friend, and the truth of it is, my friend, brethren, if you ain't saved and you ain't going to heaven, my friend, the wrath of God abideth upon you. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. It ain't waiting to abide. It does abide. My friend, your eternal destination ain't going to be good. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, people think today, preacher, ain't no such thing as hell. My friend, why'd he say it? My friend, that the rich man lifted his eyes in hell of being in torment. My friend, brethren, they were, the rich man didn't ever get out of hell. Did you know that? My friend, brethren, and you won't either. My friend, if you don't know the Lord, you say, preacher, I don't want to hear that kind of message. My friend, brethren, either you're saved or lost. My friend, one of the two. My friend, they ain't no middle ground. My friend, no, sir, there's not anything. And you won't find it anywhere in that book. My friend, where you can skate along on middle ground. My friend, no, sir, either you're one of his. My friend, or you're not. You say, preacher, I don't know. Brethren, too much about that. My friend, can I talk to you just a minute? My friend, about the wrath of God. My friend, people says, my friend, there's a lot of things the Bible says here, and I believe. My friend, I don't believe this scripture's no different. My friend, than what he says in the 6th chapter. My friend, of the book of Revelation. My friend, it said the great day of his wrath is come. My friend, and who shall be able to stand? My friend, if you'll read the book of Revelation. My my friend, you'll find out they were seven seals. My friend, they were seven trumpets. My friend, and they were seven vials or seven bowls. My friend, if you're reading the 17th, 18th, and 19th chapter, my friend, of Revelation, my friend, you'll find out that the bowl, that the wrath of God were in the bowls. Yes, they were. Glory to God. My friend, now listen. My friend, the great day of his wrath has come. And who shall be able to stand? My friend, I read the sixth chapter to you. My friend, and it said the sixth seal had been opened. My friend, not the seventh. My friend, but the sixth. My friend, brethren, they were things that happened. My friend, in the first through the sixth seal. My friend, and the first through the sixth trumpet. My friend, and the first through the sixth bowl or vial. My friend, brethren, they all happen synonymously. My friend, in other words, they happened all at the one time. My friend, and the climax of every one of them, my friend, has to do with the seventh seal, trumpet, and bow. My friend, yes, it does. You say, preacher, you can't preach it. My friend, I'm going to read you something. My friend, God being my helper. My friend, this morning I'll go back and say, my friend, no need in me changing. Brethren, what the book teaches. My friend, if you don't know the Lord, my friend, the wrath of God will be upon you. My friend, and you're not going to heaven. My friend, I'd like to make that plain. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know. My friend, too much about that. My friend, the only way you'll ever escape the wrath of God, my friend, is to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can wrap the wrath of God up in one thing. My friend, yes, you can. You bear with me. My friend, the fifth chapter of the book of Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, my friend, says that we were not appointed under wrath. My friend, glory. My friend, what about it? My friend, the sixth chapter said in that day, my friend, before that day, my friend, before the day that the wrath of God was poured out, my friend, he said that when they saw the Lamb, my friend, brethren, they asked for the rocks and the mountains, my friend, to fall upon them. My friend, what? That they might escape the wrath of the Lamb. Yes, sir. My friend, the 24th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. My friend, you can go and read it. My friend, you'll find in those days. My friend, he said, let him that's on the housetop. My friend, go not back in. I ain't going to find it. You can go read it. My friend, and it said them. My friend that was on a journey said, let them not go back. My friend, and it said, if a woman be with child, my friends, my friend, that she should flee. My friend, and pray that your journey be not on the Sabbath day. My friend, go and read it. My friend, why, preacher? Because the world was coming to an end. My friend, yes, it was. My friend, yes, it was. And the wrath of God, my friend, was going to be poured out. My friend, there's some things, my friend, about the wrath of God. My friend, we're not appointed under wrath. now, friend, Thessalonians, the fifth chapter of First Thessalonians. Go and read it. I read it to you. Help now, friend, brethren, and see. Help now, friend, said that we're not appointed under wrath. Help now, friend, they somebody. Help now, friend, that's took wrath out of the way. Help now, friend, for me and you. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir, those of the redeemed. Help my friend, them, my friend, that's got the Lord. Help my friend in their heart and in their life. Help my friend, them that's consecrated their life. Help my friend unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Help my friend, I don't know this morning. Help my friend, you can go and find out. Help my friend, people today, just about like the children of Israel. Help my friend, being deceived on every side. Help my friend, deceiving and being deceived. Yes, they are. Help my friend, it's a shame. Help my friend, it's a shame. There's no fear of God in a lot of people's lives. Help my friend this morning. Help my friend, I'm going to tell you something just as plain as I know how. Help my friend, I didn't realize everything. Help my friend, but brethren, it's not all together. Help my friend, a being afraid of God. Help my friend that keeps me close to him. Help my friend, but brethren, it's my love for him that keeps me close to him. But it's my fear of him, my friend, that makes me reverence him. Yes, sir, and acknowledge him that he is God. Help my friend, and besides him, there is no other. Help my friend, if you believe that. Help my friend this morning. Help my friend, did you know if you believe and love God? Help my friend, then you can't have any other gods before you. How do you say, preacher, you going back to the 10? Help my friend, no, I'm going to stick with the 2. Yes, sir. Help my friend, and the first one said you'd love the Lord with all your heart. Help my friend, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Help my friend, yes, sir. I said, if there's a second one, I said, it'd be like this. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. Help my friend, yes, sir. If you love your neighbor, my friend, you ain't going to do them wrong. How'd you know that? Help my friend, if you do, my friend, you'll repent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, what is it, my friend, about the wrath of God? Help my friend, the wrath of God. You can go back through the Old Testament. Help my friend, and you can read and see how many times, help my friend, the Lord, help my friend, brought judgment against his own people. Help my friend, which was the children of Israel. Brethren, yes, it was. Help my friend, he loved them. Help my friend, and when they'd go off and sin, help my friend, brethren, he'd let them go. Help my friend, but after a while, my friend, he'd try to wring them back together. Help my friend, did he not? Help my friend, and he'd bring judgment upon them. Help my friend, and the judgment he brought upon them come from the very people that they is living with. Help my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, God done it time and time and time again. Help my friend, brethren, until there was no more remedy. Help my friend, brethren, the Bible says and teaches us there's a remedy for sin today. Help my friend, brethren, they come a place in the children of Israel's life. Help my friend, if they didn't call upon the name of the Lord, then all that was left for them was the wrath of God. Help night, friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They come a day that judgment, my friend, was given. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, three things did Jesus come in this world for. My friend, he said he come because of sin. My friend, righteousness and judgment. My friend, yes, sir, them three things. My friend, he come because of sin. My friend, yes, sir, and he was no sinner. My friend, brethren, but he come because of what sin had done. My friend, yes, sir, between him and man. My friend, yeah, between him and man. He lived thousands and thousands of years, my friend, dealing with men and their sin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, at that time, my friend, at the time of Adam's sin, my friend, we all become sinners. My friend, every man that's ever born into this world, my friend, one day he'll come to the age of accountability. My friend, and when he comes to that age of accountability, my friend, he'll become a sinner. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, what if he gets saved? He ain't nothing but a sinner saved. My friend, preacher, is a sinner one day. My friend, if that's how you want to look at it. My friend, I know a man. My friend, I preached a message over. My friend, yonder at Rock Creek. My friend, several years ago. My friend, and I was talking about Samuel. My friend, and there's a preacher come to me after that meeting. My friend, he said, Randy, do you think it's possible? My friend, that my son ain't never been dealt with. My friend, I said, well, I don't know. But I said, I'd say it's possible. My friend, he is 15-year-old. My friend had never been saved. My friend, well, about a year later, my friend, that boy's son, I got saved. Yes, sir. You know what his testimony is? My friend, he said, I went the first time he called me. Glory to God! Glory to God! My friend, what a testimony. My friend, brethren, I went the first time he called me. Yeah! Yeah, glory to God! You say, preacher, I thought he was 12-year-old. You can put an age on it if you want to. My friend, but I'll tell you when the age really is. My friend, it's when that heart starts troubling them. And they know if they die in that condition, something ain't right. My friend, they might not know everything. They might not see everything. My friend, but if they know they die in that condition, my friend, brethren, they know it's not right. My friend, brethren, there's something wrong. They've come to the place, my friend, to where God deal with them. They can be saved. Yes, sir. My friend, he had dealt with man. My friend, he had dealt with man all the way from Adam. My friend, brethren, down through the years. My friend, and I can't count the times, brethren, that he brought the enemy and judgment against the children of Israel. My friend, because of their sins. My friend, did you know it ain't that you're a bad person? My friend, I know a lot of good people that sinners. Yes, sir, most of them got a pretty good heart about them. My friend, some of them thinks all they got to do is give a dollar. My friend, I've been told many a time. My friend, I give my money. My friend, I had one tell me one day. He said, I probably visit more than any member you got. My friend, I said, that might be true. My friend, I said, but do you know the Lord? Help my friend as your personal Savior. Help my friend. It don't matter. How do you say, preacher, it don't matter what I do? Help my friend. It matters what you do. But the best thing you can do, just give your heart to Jesus. Help my friend. Then you won't have to worry about what's coming. Glory. Glory to God. Help my friend. Can I tell you something this morning? Help my friend, brethren, judgment, they know it is coming. Help my friend upon the children of Israel. Help my friend, judgment was coming. Help my friend, judgment been pronounced upon them. But God always left him a little remnant. Help my friend, time after time after time. Help my friend, y'all remember the scripture, my friend, about the man. Help my friend, the husbandman that went on my friend a trip. And then he left them that was there in charge of the plantation. Help my friend, y'all remember that, don't you? Help my friend, they said, yeah. Help my friend, brethren, there's some of them. They had got over there. Help my friend, and he sent a few servants down there to see what was going on. Help my friend, they paid them no mind. Help my friend, he sent more honorable ones. That's what the book said. More honorable ones did he send. Help my friend, they paid them no mind. Help my friend, then he said, I'll send my son. Help my friend, they'll hear him. Help my friend, he sent his son, my friend. And you know what them that's taking care of the plantation said? They said, this is the heir. Said, let's kill him. Help my friend, that all this might be ours. Help my friend, yeah. That's exactly what they done with the Lord Jesus Christ. Help my friend, what are you going to do with him? Help my friend, brethren, how many messages is he going to have to send? Help my friend, for you to open your eyes. Help my friend, and to wake up and see where you at this morning. Help my friend, I ain't talking about next week. Help my friend, brethren, where you at right now? Help my friend, if he was to come. Help my friend, how would things be? Help my friend, God sent sin and done all he could for the children of Israel. Help my friend, the children of Israel was a special people. Help my friend, when he sent his son, my friend, he sent him to the children of Israel. Did he not send him to his own people? Help my friend, and as he sent them, my friend, the Bible says he sent them to his own and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. My friend, brethren, I want you to realize, my friend, brethren, that Jesus, brethren, is available today. My friend, if you just call on him. My friend, if you just reach out. Brethren, the Bible says over in the book of Isaiah, my friend, brother, in the book of Isaiah, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. My friend, the Lord was very near. My friend, Jesus himself said as he went out on the top of the mountain and he overlooked Jerusalem. And my friend said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And my friend, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them. And now, how often I'd have gathered thee together. And my friend, how often would he? And my friend, go back through the Old Testament and see how often. And my friend, he tried everything he could to keep them gathered together. And my friend and brethren, they had separated themselves time and time on end. Yes, they had. And my friend, he said, how oft I'd have gathered thee together as a hen does her brood, and thou wouldest not. My friend, and thou wouldest not. my friend. I don't know, brethren, what it is, brethren, that folks are looking for today. My friend, brethren, Jesus, my friend, is the only thing that you'll ever get. My friend, that's from God today. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I thought I'd get this and that. My friend, you can't get anything till you get Jesus. My friend, no, sir. My friend, judgment after judgment had he made to the children of Israel, and they couldn't get gathered together. My friend, always separating themselves. My friend, always, always, my friend, going after other gods. My friend, other idols. My friend, following after man and tradition of men. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, my friend, what does all that have to do with the wrath of God? My friend, brethren, God had wrath upon the children of Israel. My friend, he most certainly did. Brethren, he said, and the day of his wrath shall come, and who shall be able to stand? My friend, who's going to be able to stand? My friend, the scripture teaches us, and so does other things. My friend, I've mentioned this song a time or two. My friend, I've listened to it enough or to be able to sing it, but I can't get it together. My friend, it ain't meant for me to sing it. My friend, no, it ain't. My friend, but it's meant for me to do something with it. My friend, it most certainly is. I don't know. My friend, I don't know hardly anybody. My friend, that shouldn't want this song sung sometime or another. But you don't hear it very much. You're going to hear it, so you got to pull it up. My friend, you own self. My friend, Sister Sabrina sings it. My friend, yes, sir, in Christ alone. My friend, if you'll read them verses, my friend, he'll give you the death, the burial, and the resurrection. My friend, of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, it most certainly will. My friend, it said, when Christ had died, my friend, the wrath of God was satisfied. Glory! Glory to God! Think about it. My friend, he had done everything he could. My friend, for the children of Israel. My friend, but when he died for them, my friend, the wrath of God was satisfied. My friend, I've always said this. My friend, I always have. My friend, listen. Listen this morning. My friend, the word of God and the love of God means something to everybody. My friend, it most certainly does. It most certainly does. My friend, isn't it wonderful to know that you've not been appointed? My friend, under wrath. My friend, when he died for your sins. My friend, the Bible says he died for the sin of the world. My friend, yes, sir, the sin of the world. I don't know whether you, my friend, recognize that or not. He really didn't say sins, my friend, of the world. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. My friend, what does that mean? Means the same thing as sins. He took it all. My friend, yes, he did. He paid the sin debt. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, once. My friend, for all mankind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, you go and read in the 17th and the 18th and the 19th chapter. my friend, of the book of Revelation. My friend, people just a wondering, brethren, who that beast? My friend, that scarlet colored beast. My friend, the Bible says, and the whore that sit up on many waters. My friend, yes sir, who she was. My friend, Babylon, the great city Babylon. My friend, the cry went out. My friend, that Babylon had fallen. My friend, and the men of earth, my friend, mourned. The kings and the mighty men wept because of her delicacies. My friend, yes, sir. And there's a cry went out. My friend, come out of her, my people. My friend, come out of her, my people. My friend, because I shall reward her double for all her sin and her iniquity. My friend, double. Double shall I reward her. My friend, great wrath was coming up on that city Babylon. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, I don't claim to know, brethren, a whole lot, but can I tell you something? My friend, brethren, that scarlet colored beast that had decked herself, my friend, and the whore that sat upon her, my friend, that had decked herself, the Bible says that sat upon many waters. My friend, it goes on in that chapter and tells you what many waters was. My friend, it was people, kindreds and tongues of all nations. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Said, and she had caused them to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. I caused all nations to drink, my friend, of her wrath. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, come out of her. Why? Why come out of her? He said, come out of her because I've rendered double unto her. My friend, for all of which she's done, he said, double. Double shall be unto her. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, these people that'll tell you all this stuff, you go back in some of the other chapters. My friend, these people will tell you one day you're going to open your door. My friend, and there'll be some kind of beast-looking thing out there. My friend, having my friend, hair and feathers and claws and feet. My friend, and everything else. I'm not going to give you all that. My friend, no sirree, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, there was no city nor nation, my friend, under God's heaven, my friend, that had made a difference in the world, my friend, like Jerusalem did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, why do you think, my friend, even in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, brethren, why did they want to overthrow Jerusalem? My friend, why was everybody so and such in a hurry to take over Jerusalem? My friend, brethren, it's how they lived. Yes, sir, it's how they prospered. Yes, sir. My friend, look at her and see if she wouldn't. My friend, brethren, and when Nebuchadnezzar overrun her, I'll just be quite frank with you. My friend, it's Hezekiah that let him see everything. My friend, and Hezekiah was a righteous God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some things, Danny, that belong to me and the Lord. my friend, and you'll never see them. Glory to God! I just say, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. How you listen to him? How glory to God! My friend, that'll go for a while. I ain't gonna get on that. My friend, brethren, but he did. He showed him everything. My friend, he showed him all the vessels of gold and the vessels of silver. My friend, and the treasury. Yes, sir. It wasn't long, my friend, Nebuchadnezzar went home. He come back. This time it wasn't for no visit. My friend, brethren, he overrun them. Yes, sir, he overrun them. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't think he hung around there one day. My friend, and found out everything he needed to know. My friend, I think he hung around for a while. Yes, sir. Hezekiah was too trusting. Yes, sir. My friend, they was, them vessels, my friend, was anointed. My friend, for certain things. Yes, they were, Gordon. No wonder Belshazzar lost his life when he took them out. They wasn't for that purpose. Crafting. My friend, and your vessels not either. Glory to God, just think about it. My friend, it's sanctified. My friend, and it's set apart. My friend, for a purpose. My friend, and to desecrate it ain't one of them purposes. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, but brethren, that great, you gonna tell me? You gonna tell me that great whore that sat upon that beast was Jerusalem? That's exactly what I'm gonna tell you. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, hell. My friend, so is Babylon also. In the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the 17th chapter, my friend, she had took care of it. Just go and read it. My friend, you see what she done to mankind. And you see if the wrath of God didn't come against her. Yes, sir. 17th chapter, 18th chapter, and the 19th too. Yes, sir. My friend, hear me. My friend, hear me. Brethren, I've got too much, and I ain't no way I'll ever get stopped. My friend, with some things. My friend, my problem is I can't stick with just one without saying a little bit about the other. I said something a while ago. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. My friend, brethren, in the day. My friend, you can read it. I'm not going to read it all. My friend, brethren, I read you when the sixth seal was open. My friend, what began to happen? You can get the seventh chapter and you can finish reading exactly what happened. My friend, in the days of the sixth seal. My friend, in the seventh seal, I'm going to start it. I ain't going to read it, but I'm going to start it. It's in the eighth chapter, the first verse. It said, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Yes, sir. There is silence in the space of heaven for about a half an hour. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. My friend, that's all I'll say about that. My friend, you'll read in that eighth chapter where there's some trumpets started sounding. My friend, and they started sounding. My friend, and the Bible says in that eighth, ninth chapter. My friend, it says, saying to the sixth angel, and the sixth angel sounded. I want you to hear this. My friend, and the sixth angel sounded. My friend, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. And my friend saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, and my friend loose the four angels which are bound, glory, in the great river Euphrates. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, and my friend, he said, and the four angels was loosed, and my friend, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Hallelujah. And my friend, didn't sound too promising, did it? And my friend, the sixth seal didn't sound too promising either. No, sir. And my friend, have you ever noticed, my friend? Have you ever noticed? And my friend, it ain't every time, but it's most of the time. And my friend, you let a strong storm come through. And my friend, and right after the storm, you know what'll happen? And my friend, there'll just be a calm. It'll just be a calm. And my friend, brother, they can show you these bands of clouds and about where they're going to hit and all such as that. And my friend, you can just be on the outside of that and look at that storm and it won't bother you a bit. Why? You're on the outside. And my friend, brother, there's calm and peace. And my friend, brother, they was war was what they was. And they was war. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. And my friend, I want you to go to Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And my friend, you won't have to read but a few verses. And my friend, and you read a few verses. And my friend, and you see if he wasn't talking about a battle that was coming. One of confusement. And my friend, yes, sir, confused battle. And my, yes, sir, they didn't know what was going on. Glory to God. And no, sir. No, sir. And my friend, I got to leave this with you before I hush. And my friend, I'm going to run out before I run out. Glory to God. Yes, sir. And my friend, I might be the only one eating this morning, but I'm going to eat it. Yes, sir. And my friend, I'm going to eat all I can. And my friend, it's what the Lord get me. And my friend, so the sixth trumpet sounded in the 9th chapter. He's still sounding in the 10th chapter. Listen, I'm going to read you some. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And my friend, and his face was as it were the sun. And my friend, and his feet as pillars of fire. And my friend, what did John see in the 1st chapter? And my friend, he said, and he had in his hand a little book. Listen, my friend, he said, a little book open. Yes, sir, it wasn't closed no more. My friend, this is what he come. This is what he had. My friend, and he set his right foot upon the sea. My friend, and his left foot on the earth. My friend, I want you to tell me something. My friend, I've heard this preached many a time. My friend, that when the Lord come back, he gonna set his foot on land and sea and declare that time shall be no more. My friend, he put his foot on land and sea. My friend, but that ain't what he also declared. He declared about time. My friend, brethren, their waiting time was over. Yes, it was. The time now appointed was come, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's many other scriptures that goes with this. My friend, yes, there are. This is the sixth trumpet. My friend, that was sounding. I want you to hear me. My friend, I want you to tell me. My friend, what did Joel prophesy about? And he said, when you see these things, he said, him that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now, friend, Peter said in his message, he that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, friend, salvation had come through the Comforter, because the Comforter had come on the day of Pentecost. My friend, and Peter said, this is that. My friend, I can't do away with that, folks. My friend, no, sir, and I can't do no better than that either. But I want you to know that salvation come. My friend, the wait was over. My friend, what in the world was they waiting on? My friend, they was waiting on the great and terrible day of the Lord. My friend, the day of the Lord when he shall visit all flesh. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all gonna have to pray. My friend, listen. Listen, one foot on sea and the other foot on the earth. The right on the sea and the left on the earth. And cried with a loud voice. And when a lion roareth. My friend, brethren, he come with a roar, didn't he? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and said, when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. My friend, seven thunders uttered their voices. Listen. Listen to me. I'm going to have to slow down. I'm about out. I told you I was going to run out before I run out. I got about another hour worth of this. I just ain't got another hour worth in me. And just to be honest with you, listen, I'm going to leave this with you. This is going to be it. We'll get them to get a verse of a song. Listen. Said, and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. Preacher, why didn't he want him to write them? Let's go on. Listen. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. In other words, the wait was over. There's a semicolon right there. There's a semicolon. Have you ever read, I know you've heard me say it, but have you ever read where it said that in the fullness of time, God sent His Son? Brethren, who do you think this is? Preacher, it ain't His Son. Well, who is it? Talk to me. Eyes like fire. Huh? Is that what it said? Like the sun. Yeah. Listen. No longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Did you hear that? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as He hath declared by His servants, the prophets. You hear that? Brethren, in the seventh day, the seventh angel sounded. Brethren, that's when the mystery of God should be finished. Can I preach to you? That's when it was finished.
He said, as declared by his servants, the prophets. I didn't write this. You can go on and read the rest of the 10th chapter. 11th chapter. 11th chapter. Sixth angel sounded from the 9th chapter, the 21st verse, 19th verse, whatever, to the 11th chapter. To where it gets down to the 15th verse. And I'm going to read a couple of verses above that. Then I'll bring my remarks to a close. Now I want you to listen. This, I told you when I started, my friend, I'm not going to preach you no junk. And I'm not going to do it. You may be here this morning. You may say, preacher, I can't put all that together and I don't understand that. The truth of the matter of it is, just read what I give you to read. And I'm not telling you anything for anything. You read and you make your own decision. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what you to believe. But I'm going to preach to you exactly what I believe this word is talking about. And brethren, I don't have to change anything. I've not added one randy iota. Not one. Not going to. Don't have to. Thank God. Ain't that wonderful this morning? It is for what God has sent into this world, my friend. What God sent into this world didn't just satisfy God. It satisfies man. It does. It satisfies that longing in man's heart. These woes. Woe. There's three woes, just to be honest with you, at the end of the sixth angel. There's three woes. They're all sorrows, talking about sorrows and sufferings and things of that sort. 14th verse says, the second woe is past. Now I want you to get it. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Listen, 15th verse, and the seventh angel sounded. The seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Y'all hear that? The seventh angel. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. I skipped a little. They become the kingdoms of our Lord. And He shall reign forever and ever. And the four and the 20 elders which sat before God on the seats fell upon their faces and worshiped Him, saying, we give Thee thanks, O Lord, God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and Thy wrath is come. Listen. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they shouldest give reward unto Thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear Thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of His testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Now I'm not going to go any further. When the seventh angel had sounded, my friend, the third, as he said, in the seventh verse, the tenth chapter, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. While we stand, I don't know, this morning, I know that's a lot. I hope I haven't bumfuzzled it too much. But I want you to know this morning, you say, preacher, what does that really mean for us today? It really means the same thing that it meant unto them. You need to take the Lord as your personal Savior. It really means that you ought to accept him because he has come. And it really means when you really don't know what's going on, but you feel like there's something bothering you, you ought to just bring it to him. It will not get any better. It will not. It will not get any better this morning. I've realized some things. Did you know that the Lord loves you this morning? And he's been very merciful unto you. Very merciful. You may be here this morning and you just really don't know what to do. But you're troubled. Let the Lord help you. He can give you some peace, my friend, this world can't give you. He'll satisfy the longing in your soul. He most certainly will. And he'll love you just as much as he loves anybody else here in this service or any other service you ever find yourself in. He loves you just as much. But you're going to have to come. Seek him while he's near. Come call upon him while he can be found this morning. Sing. Oh.